Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2901, How to Tell If You're Just Being a Big Baby, part 2, by Keith Wilson of keithwilsoncounseling.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to OLD, where I simply read articles to you with permission from the authors, but today being a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first, that's episode 2900. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. How to Tell If You're Just Being a Big Baby, Part 2, by Keith Wilson of keithwilsoncounseling.com. Number 3, Civility. Babies cry a lot over the least little thing. They scream bloody murder when there is no need to. They throw themselves on the floor and have temper tantrums. They have unreasonable demands. They piss in their pants and shit everywhere. They can't sit still in church, make a mess in restaurants, and just gotta touch every fragile figurine. They can't have nice things, and you can't bring them anywhere because you never know what they're going to do. Adults may cry, they may ask for help, they might even get frustrated, but they avoid overreacting. They can follow the rules, control their bladders, shut their sphincters, practice patience, and pay respect to others. When you're acting like an adult, your responses to others' behavior is proportionate. You don't go off the deep end. You deal with the matter at hand. You don't bring up old wounds. You don't have something to prove. You're not always yelling. You don't go to pieces over little things. There's not nearly as much drama. When you make a mistake, for instance, when you've trusted someone too much, you don't overcorrect by not trusting at all. You avoid flying off into extremes. When others act poorly, you don't have to. You remember that their feelings are their feelings and not yours. You practice moderation. You're careful about what you say and avoid hyperbole. Letting it all out scares people, and the hurtful words you say cannot be retracted, so you're careful about catharsis. You have no need to vent or blow off steam because things don't come to a boil in the first place. You're careful about how you act because what you do matters. A baby will freeze, wrap her arms around her mother's legs, and fail to act when needed. You're not acting like a grown-up if you fail to react or take action when necessary. An adult can be decisive when it's needed. When you're civil, other people want to be with you. They don't have to be afraid to bring you bad news. They'll try to solve problems with you because you'll work with them. You won't cause more problems. You can focus on objectives and not get distracted. Moreover, others won't have to run when they see you coming. They don't get sick of hearing you complain. When you're not civil, you'll often feel victimized because you're always getting into fights. You bring out the worst in people. Nothing is ever easy with you. If they try to make it up to you, you just blow up at them again and you can never get past it. Number 4, perseverance. A baby can't wait for anything. When he wants something, he wants it now. He requires instant gratification. He doesn't understand the concept of sacrificing a little now to save for later. An adult accepts temporary hardships for the sake of worthwhile objectives. It's natural to seek pleasure and avoid pain, but sometimes brief discomfort must be tolerated to attain better things. An adult possesses grit, determination, and endurance. She understands meaningful suffering. People who can defer gratification do better all the way around. They have more education and make more money. Their marriages are more stable and they have happier children. Their health is better. They have more friends and are more successful in sports. They invest more for their retirement. They are more adult. When you practice perseverance, people will respect you, even if the objective is not important to them, but because it's important to you. When you fail to persevere, you will feel victimized because you cannot take the long route to reconciliation. You pardon people easily, or you bail from the relationship at the least sign of trouble. And number 5, wisdom. A baby has only ever been a baby. She has never been anything else. An adult once was a baby and still has vestiges of the baby she once was. A baby has no other point of view than a baby's. He can only see things one way, his way. Nothing else makes sense. An adult can entertain multiple points of view. He can walk a mile in another's shoes. He knows that if there are 10 people in a room, there will be 10 ways of doing things and they will all, to their way of thinking, be right. You're acting like a baby if you think there's only one right way. A baby can only do a few things: eat, sleep, and cry. An adult can do many things. She has skills that a baby can't imagine. If an adult doesn't like the view in one place, she can get up and walk to another. A baby is stuck where she is, like a plant. You're acting like a big baby if you don't do what you can do. A baby can't say what she wants. She has to cry. Crying is the only way a baby has to communicate. An adult can say what she wants. You're acting like a big baby if you don't use your words. When you're wise, people will respect you for knowing what to do, what to say, and when to keep quiet. They will go to you for your discernment and trust your discretion. You'll know a lot, but you'll also know enough to know what you don't know. If you have wisdom, when you hear this post, you'll see many ways that you've acted like a big baby. When you admit it, you're acting like an adult, no matter how childish you once have been. The wise person knows there's a big baby in him, but the wise person takes care of the baby in him, so the baby doesn't always run the show. When you have wisdom, you don't put a baby in charge of things he can't handle. You wouldn't have a baby drive a car, conduct surgery, negotiate a deal, talk serious matters over with a spouse, handle delicate issues, or take care of the sick and dependent. No, these are matters for an adult. You wouldn't put the baby in you in charge of those things either. There are things babies are good at that adults have forgotten. Babies are open, playful, and eager to learn. They smile well, understand the necessity of touch, and are so gosh darn cute. Therefore, when any of those qualities are needed, a wise adult lets her inner baby lead the way. A wise adult has many options and knows when to choose each one. When you lack wisdom, you get victimized out of naivete and misplaced trust. You disregard red flags and fool yourself into believing things that aren't true. You don't see things coming. You're your own worst enemy. So there you are, the 5 signs of true adulthood: responsibility, composure, civility, perseverance, and wisdom. Now, how did you do? I bet you found many ways that you've been an adult, but I bet you also found many ways you've been a big baby. Remember though, babies, even big babies, can grow up to be adults. The only difference between the two is what they've learned. Therefore, let this experience, the experience of getting hurt by someone you love, be a learning experience. Recognize and take charge of the baby in you. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, How to Tell If You're Just Being a Big Baby, by Keith Wilson of keithwilsoncounseling.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thank you again to Keith for this one. And again, like yesterday, I also want to call out the other side of this argument because some of the articles I read are written with a bit of shock value as to maybe question what we're thinking. But when you do that, you sort of miss the other side and counter arguments. And I think those are necessary to point out, at least occasionally. So for example, in this one, when he talked about civility, I totally get it because I definitely lean towards that side, and so much so that I can get irritated by the opposite. But that's what I want to mention. The counter argument to this is repression, really. In the case of, temper tantrums or going to pieces, as he said, or flying off to an extreme, these things can happen, maybe more or less frequently for you, but we're not perfect, and shaming someone for losing their composure or civility one time, that's not going to be helpful. So I want to make sure you're not hearing the article in that way and really took the conclusion to heart. Don't come from a place of judgment either towards yourself or towards someone else, because that can make things worse, really. Forgiveness is a big part of it, no matter how hard it is. So something to keep in mind. I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day. Have a great one, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.